Would you like a little update on the Big Blue Bus? All right, well, this week, if you didn't know already, the Big Blue Bus is now in Kent, and it's at the garage where it's due to be renovated. So the renovations will begin, hopefully, at the end of next week. They've taken all of the seats and things out, but I thought you might like to see a few pictures up here on the screen. So I went down. I actually took Richard with me just for company on the journey, and we spent some time in the garage, and the guy who is designing the bus, so he's designing the colour schemes and all of the fixtures and fittings. He's got some really great creative ideas. You will love it when it's finished. It's going to look amazing. And at the moment, it's in amongst, you know, there's four or five other buses in there, and one of them's like an American school bus, which is being fitted out as a glamping thing with a, you know, wood burning stove. So they do all sorts of different things, but they do it to a really high standard. So I'm so excited, and we praise God. We're in terms of fundraising, we've got around £40,000 towards the £71,000, and God just keeps providing. So last week, or the week before, I think it was, I had a phone call from a guy who I know, and he said he had been talking about the Big Blue Bus to the guy who owns Shoe Zone, you know, the shop. And the guy said that he was really interested. He used to be a teacher at Lodge Park School in Corby. Could he give us a gift? And of course, the guy said, I'm sure they would love to receive a gift. So he has given us £5,000 towards the bus. And that was without anybody else from the church speaking to him, just, you know, a casual conversation. So the Lord just keeps providing. And if you would like an opportunity to give towards the bus project, you can still do that. And there'll be opportunities ongoingly. So during the offering, if you want to make a gift, just put it in an envelope marked Big Blue Bus, and we'll make sure it goes towards that. But it's really, really exciting. And hopefully, as we get plans through and computer-aided design drawings and all of that, we'll put them up on the screen so you can see them.